Happy Wednesday. Happy scoping out. Today we are scoping out trust, create inner peace amidst outer chaos. And what a great day to do it, right? May 4th, may the 4th be with you. So should I just talk with a list the rest of the time? No, not gonna do that. That's not happening. But I am glad you're here. Let me introduce myself. My name is Trifany Hammond, just like Tiffany with an R. You can find out more about me at TriffanyHammond.com. Follow me on Twitter at Trifany Hammond. Wow, that was surprising. And I am a certified professional life coach. I help strong, powerful women who have all the trappings of success, but have kind of found themselves unhappy and don't know why. I help those people find that happiness, especially through transitions like divorce or job change. So if you know anybody like that or going through that, make sure you send them my way. I'm all too happy to help. I found out this morning that I can write on this. So I'm going to do a little heart. I'm going to do red and do a heart and see if it actually shows up on the video, because I noticed on the videos that save, the comments and hearts and things don't show up. So I'm wondering if this does. So a little experiment for me. Thank you for playing into my curious nature. Speaking of curiosity, we're going to talk a little bit about that today as we talk about trust. And yesterday, really in all honesty, I'm going to tell you about this day, but it has been par for the course lately. I mean, this has just been the way that it has gone for me. I knew I was going to need to help my son get his car to the body shop. And my ex-husband was helping out. We had this train going from us to the mechanics and from the mechanics to the body shop. He's repairing a 67 Chevy Bel Air, my son is. And it's just been, you know, it's a 67 Chevy Bel Air that he found in some friggin' dump, junkyard place out in Washington, had paid to ship it out here, and it's a project car, right? So I was prepared to, you know, take a good chunk out of my day to get this done. Well, even with all of my preparations, in that outer chaos, right, to make sure that I could fit that into my day, things still went awry on the way over. It died once, drive stopped working at one point, ran out of gas of all things, and then the carburetor, which was on its last leg anyway because it ran out of gas, it then had problems. It just went on and on and on. And this is my day yesterday. My whole day went like that. I didn't get any work done until after 6 p.m. After my workout, after the kids were fed, after my work day didn't even start until the evening started. And that was just my day. And to be honest, that has been my day for about the last 2.5 to 3 weeks. So why am I talking about this today as I'm talking about trust? Let me tell you, when this first started happening, I'm really highly tuned into my flow. I know exactly what flow feels like. And this, about 2.5 weeks ago, like I said, I started feeling myself get out of flow. Everything I started to touch became what I call a rabbit hole, right? We can go a million different directions. You think you're going one way, but this other thing comes up, and okay, well, while that's doing running, I'm going to go ahead and fix this, but that's out of ink, and I'll get the car. Well, no, that's actually broken too. So now these two things are broken. Okay, well, while I'm calling the thing, I'm going to take care of this other thing. Well, that broke, or that didn't show up, or that didn't. My last 2.5 weeks have been like this. And what's interesting is it's different than when I'm in my flow and this stuff happens and I'm like, all right, I'm receiving some symbols. I'm receiving some messages here that I need to refocus. I need to do something differently, right? So if that's different, what is this? And I just started approaching this upheaval in my life, this upheaval in my flow with curiosity. There's the curiosity piece. What is this then? If it's not symbols and signs, if it's not a message, because I can feel those when I'm in my flow, I'm like, okay, this, something's trying to get through to me. My subconscious is trying to show me something that I can't see with my conscious mind yet. That feels different than what this is. This was really like, things just aren't working. So whatever you had planned, prepare for it to change. A lot. Whatever that plan B is, prepare for a plan D. It feels different. Now, I could have stayed in, and I stayed open to the possibility that my subconscious was trying to show me something. I stayed open to that because certainly it could have just felt different. I've broken through some ceilings, as you know, if you've been following me for a while, right? In my business and in my personal life, I've kind of nudged into new territory, so maybe it feels different. So I stayed open to that possibility, but rather than try to manhandle my experience, rather than try to force it all into some box that I could rationalize in my conscious mind, I kept just going, I'm just gonna let this unfold. I'm just gonna let this unfold, whatever this is. And what's interesting is, and as I talked about this with my friends and my coaches, I'm like, it's just the funniest thing. I'm like, well, do you think you have work to do on something? I'm like, no, because I'm not triggered by this, right? Now, if you've been following me for a while, you know I know exactly where my work is, my personal work is. If something pisses me off, gets under my skin, triggers me, annoys me, tires me out, frustrates me, use any of those adjectives that you want to, that's the way I know I have work to do. Well, this hasn't been that. Seriously, like these things go wrong. I'm just like, another thing, another rabbit hole, another plan Z. Oh my God, well, this is crazy. So, what's interesting is I started just tossing it out there. I'm like, I don't know, is Mercury in retrograde or something? I don't follow astrology, so I don't know any of that stuff. But I know every time it goes into retrograde, I'm like, oh, I have been experiencing some of those things. So, I just threw it out there. Well, a friend of mine, a couple days ago, sent me an article. Five planets are going into retrograde, the last of which won't come out until August. Saturn isn't, and I don't know what all that means. Each planet has its own meaning and all that. Like I said, I don't follow all of that. But here's the thing, and here's what I said out loud. Oh, well, actually, it was via text, but you get the point. That's amazing. I had no idea. And thank God I didn't make a story about this. There were some stories I could have been creating for myself, right? So my life outwardly was outer chaos. My inward self stayed fairly peaceful, curious, like what the heck, when is this gonna stop? But fairly peaceful. I could have, like I said, number one, been searching for meaning and making it mean something and trying to fit it into a little box. I also could have been wrapping a story based on our negativity bias. Remember, I've talked about that. Or that pre-wiring we naturally come with that makes us pay attention to the negative. That's where most people wrap their story around it. So it could have easily been one of those where it was, oh my God, why is this? Every time I get buckled down and I say I'm going to focus on my goal, things fall apart. Why is that? Well, for starters, not every single time, right? Like, let's just get rid of that right now. That's simply not true. It feels like it when that stuff comes up because it's coming up and it's in your face and it's unavoidable. But it simply is not true that it happens every time. And when we go into those stories about, oh, woe is me, and I'm trying so hard, and everything I'm doing just won't work, and it's like God's against me, it's like everybody's against me. The more we do that, the more we get caught up in our stress brain and the part of our brain that wants to run, wants to hide, or wants to freeze, rather than the part of our brain that can actually creatively solve anything, right? So when we create those stories that wrap us up into the woe is me story, and I'm not criticizing anybody, we've all done it at some point in our life. Like I said, that negativity bias is so strong. So this is no, that's good. I'm glad I thought to clarify that if that meant something to you, because this is absolutely is not criticism. We've all done it. The thing to remember is, first of all, we're pre-wired for it. It's not the truth. Second of all, every second we spend in that story, every second we spend in that space in our head, is a second we're not in the part of our brain that can actually solve stuff, or the part of our brain that can be peaceful, right? So where does trust come into this? Trust comes when we start to look at life as a long game, right? If I was just focused in on that tiny little portion of my life that I was trying to get through, the next hour, the next to-do thing in the next time block that I blocked out for my business, or the next thing I had to do yesterday to get my son's car from point A to point B to point C, if I had just been focused on that, everything about that adventure would have felt like a failure. So remember, it's a long game. It's not just this one moment. It all every moment we have is a piece of the puzzle of the larger picture of our lives, right? So we've got to trust that in that long game, we're getting exactly what we need. So what did I get yesterday? What was perfect about yesterday? Well, I got practice at patience. I got practice at agility. My son got practice at figuring out his car and how to fix stuff and the different things that can go wrong. How about keeping a full tank of gas, right? Those are all life things. Those are all life skills that our hardships create the opportunity for. Our hardships create our opportunities for growth. If we let them, right? They can also create the opportunity for a hurtful story that we wrap around in our head. That's the trick to inner peace, is trusting life is a long game, trusting that our hardships actually serve us. And there's that third piece that is trusting ourselves, trusting that we will rise to the occasion, trusting that we will learn, trusting that next time will be better. And it always is. It always is. Even if it's as simple as, well, I got through this last time, right? That's tenacity. It's also self-efficacy, the knowing that you can overcome things, the knowledge that you've got what the tools you it takes to get through stuff. Does that make sense? Great. Good. Yes. Yay. All right. Good. I'm glad that I'm hitting home. So I've got one more thing for you before I go, but I want to give you the calendar of events so we don't lose track of where we're at with things. So obviously Wednesday's 8:30, scoping out, right? Mountain time. Today at 11 o'clock, we've got Conscious Transitions office hours. Conscious Transitions is a home course in grief and growth. It comes with a couple months free membership, and well, that's only for a short time, the couple months. Usually I go ahead and add in 1 month. And some office hours, all kinds of support with it, but you take the course at your pace. If you're going through a divorce, you know somebody's going through a divorce or any other major life transition, make sure you're signed up for this course. You can go to TriffanyHammond.com/conscious-transitions, all one word, no spaces, no underscores. And if you're watching the video, you're probably seeing links pop up here too, so you can follow those. And then May 11th, next Wednesday, 8:30, scoping out, right? We're going to be right back here on Periscope. Join me live. Follow me on Twitter to make sure that you are, that we're synced up. Follow me on Periscope. I'll follow you back and we'll have some good times together as we learn from each other's life experiences. May 14th, divorce workshop in Cherry Creek. That's Saturday. That's that denverdivorceworkshop.com. If you're not in Cherry Creek and you need good resources as you're going through divorce, don't know the right questions to ask, need to talk to some professionals that help people through divorce, make sure you're going there. These are all over the country. I just happened to volunteer at this one in Cherry Creek, which is every second Saturday here in Colorado. And then May 19th is the third Thursday. That's our Inside Scope. Send me your questions. What's going on for you? If you're not quite sure what questions to ask, go to last month's Inside Scope. I broke it down pretty easily about how to start looking at your life from an investigative point of view, that curiosity piece again. So make sure you're going to that. This is May, so that was April's, if you can find it, knowing the right questions to ask. Check that out. And then send me your question. Pretty cool. And again, I'll be putting links up here in the corner. So we talked about briefly just a second ago about the trust in yourself. Trust that I am capable, trust that I can do it, right? There's tenacity and there's self-efficacy. I talk about this all the time. So if you've been coming for a while, this is not the first time you've heard this. And still, it bears repeating, especially in this scenario, because as I'm talking about day after day for 2.5 weeks of coming across obstacle after obstacle, again, my focus is naturally going to go to the obstacle, the hardship, the hard story, right? As my focus comes over to the ability, the tenacity, the capability that lies within me to overcome these things, especially overcome this with a modicum of inner peace, that's pretty damn impressive. My job is to log that as proof. Right? How do we create a new belief in our system? We log the proof, of our new belief that we have plenty of proof. Yes, but that's just rationalization. That's not going to change the belief. What changes the belief is the emotional attachment to that proof. So when you can be proud of yourself, when you can bask in the glory of the success of keeping your cool during a hard time, that is something that begins to rewire the brain and refocus it so that the default pathway comes over to I am and I can. I am and I can. I am strong and I can do this. I am doing this and I can keep doing it. Do you see how those begin to build on each other? Do you see how those begin to create a momentum that builds success into your life? It's really, really powerful. So do not stop at just logging the proof. That's just rationalization. Find that emotion inside of you that is not relief. Relief is not the same as gratitude, right? We've talked about that too. You really want to get to a place where you're grateful for the way you show up for yourself. You really want to get to the place where you're grateful for your obstacles, where you're grateful for this opportunity to practice. Because when you get to that place, you begin to change the chemistry in your brain and in your body, and everything shows up to life differently. So that outer chaos does not touch you. You are invincible at that point. Make sense? You're right. You're absolutely right. Sounds so easy. It's a lot harder than that. It's not hard, but it takes a lot more practice. This isn't something that's going to happen in one day. So you're right. You know, easier than it sounds, or it sounds easier than it is, but it actually is quite simple. But remember, life's a long game and it might take a little longer than you expect, which is again why you want to log the proof for how you're succeeding. So if you even do it once in a day, once in a week, I don't care. That is progress, because that is one more time you did it that you weren't doing it before while you were on that negativity default, that negativity bias. Yeah? Give credit where credit is due. We've scoped about that too, right? So thank you so much for being here. Remember to subscribe. Remember to send me your questions for the Inside Scope. Remember to come back here at 8:30 on Wednesdays, Mountain Time, and I'll see you next time. Go out and create a great week, everybody. Bye-bye.